Hansel Tookes is a fourth-year medical student in training at Jackson Memorial Hospital. He frequently sees drug users. He came to the Capitol to lobby for the bill on behalf of the Florida Medical Association.
They would come in and they would get clean needles. They would be offered referrals for drug treatment. They would be offered HIV testing, hepatitis testing. We'd be able to give them vaccinations. So we'd really be able to provide a level of primary care there as well.
The effort to get a similar program in Miami-Dade didn't get a final vote by lawmakers last year, so supporters are trying again. Miami Gardens Democratic Senator Oscar Brainin sponsors the bill, which wouldn't cost taxpayers a thing.
No state funds shall be used for this exchange program. Funding must come from private sources with grants and donations. There should be no fiscal impact to the state.
Even so, the pilot needs the approval of lawmakers because it's currently illegal for anyone to provide needles to drug users. If the bill passes, the program would last for 5 years. I'm Gina Jordan in Tallahassee.